Right, good evening, councillors and ladies and gentlemen of the public, and welcome to this licence committee. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recorded subsequently made available via the council's website. Please also note, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulation 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet and blog from this meeting, and the use of the images and sound recordings are not under the council's control. Can I remind all councillors to press the red button before they wish to speak and wait for the light to come on? And I think that was sent through as a memo. Item one on this agenda, apologies. Have we got any apologies?
So, Councillor Goddard, Councillor Savage, Councillor Tillerson, and I believe Councillor Pacey has resigned from the committee.
But we are still quorumed.
You are.
Item two on the agenda, minutes of the previous meeting. I'm looking for a proposal to accept them unless there's any amendments. So that's proposed by Pauline and seconded. Are we all in favour of those? Thank you. Then I'll sign those for the record. Item three, disclosure of pecuniary and personal interest. Councillor.
Thank you, Chair. As we're discussing the gambling licence provision tonight, I should declare as church warden for St Botolph's Church in Shepshed, we have got a lottery licence, which I'm sure would fall under this scheme, as ironic as that sounds. So I just think for transparency, I should declare that now. Thank you.
Thank you. That will be recorded. Is there any other disclosures? Item four, questions under committee procedures. I don't believe there is any.
None received.
Thank you. So what we're here for tonight then, item five, review of gambling and statement and principles 2022 to 2025. Alan, I believe you're producing this because we haven't got Grace, sadly.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm introducing this and responding to any questions because unfortunately Grace is not here tonight. Yes, thank you, Chair. So this is the report is to ask members to approve the draft council's statement of principles made under the Gambling Act 2005 for consultation prior to submission to full council for approval. Section 349 of the Gambling Act requires all licensing authorities to prepare and publish a statement of principles that they propose to apply to the functions that are undertaken. The existing statement of principles was adopted by the council in 2019 and will expire on the 30th of January 2022. So therefore a new statement must be consulted on and approved by full council. A copy of the proposed 2022 to 2025 statement of principles is attached as at Annex 1 and highlights all of the changes through track changes. So you should see all the changes we've made. And there are no significant changes to the statement. And the draft statement of principles will be consulted on, and the full list of all the consultees is provided in Appendix A of the draft statement. It is important to note that the Council is only responsible for certain aspects of the licensing provision for gambling. These functions are outlined in Section 1.6 of the draft policy. It does not include licensing operators for betting premises and in relation to online gambling. That's quite clear. We're not involved in that those licences. The licensing committee are therefore asked to approve the recommendations within the report that the draft statement of principles made under the Gambling Act 2005 is approved for consultation and then submission to full council for final approval. And subject to recommendation one, that following the consultation, the head of regulatory services be given delegated authority to make minor amendments and alterations to the statement of principle in consultation with the chair of the licensing committee prior to submission again to full council. So thank you, Chair. That's my sort of opening statement. And if anybody wants to ask me any questions about the policy and how it will impact in the borough, then I can ask those now.
So will, after this goes out to consultation, will it come back again before it goes to full council, or will it go to full council as this?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, so once we've gone out to for consultation, so this is the draft for consultation, once it's gone to consultation, unless there are significant changes, it will go to full council.
So I'll open this up to councillors. Councillors, have we got any questions? Councillor Anderson.
Thank you, Chair. Is this actually out of consultation now, or has it been to consultation?
This is the draft that will go out for consultation. Obviously, the previous statement of principles did go out for consultation to all the consultees, but this is the draft before yourselves. So this is the first draft before it goes to out for consultation.
Chair, just a quick question. How long will it be out for consultation for? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's in the report. I think it's 4 weeks we go out for consultation. I'm just trying to scan it myself. 4 weeks. Yeah, 4 weeks.
Any other councillors got any questions on this? In that case, then...
Thank you, Chair. Just really quickly, Alan, on page 22, where it refers to planning legislation for betting offices, 3.7.1, I know there's been a change in the change of use purposes. I assume that the licensing department and planning department going forward will liaise hand in hand on this, so that when it comes to planning, that things can be done swiftly rather than having to go through a rigmarole process. Thank you.
Obviously, Chair, I can't respond to anything regarding process for the planning department. But what I can say is, yes, that we do have a close liaison with the planning service, and any sort of applications that come through, we would obviously look at and respond to. But they would still have to apply for a licence, that premises. If it's a new premises, they still have to apply for a licence and go through that process. So we'll still go through that process. If any representations made would obviously come before a subcommittee, if that's necessary, for any concerns about vulnerability and about the risks to the public, obviously we could put that through to a licensing committee. But we haven't had one for some time, because obviously the shift has certainly gone to more online gambling than it has from a premises based gambling.
Any other councillors? In that case, then I'm looking for a proposal that we accept this. And is that seconded? All in favour? Thank you all very much. That's unanimous. Thank you all very much for attending a very short, quick, brief meeting.
I did try and pick a question.